That's right. It's time to jump on the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 12th of February. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the day, year 1593. During the Japanese invasion of Korea, approximately 2,300 Joseon defenders, that is Koreans of the Joseon dynasty, successfully repelled more than 30,000 Japanese soldiers in the siege of Hangzhou. Due to limited space, the Japanese had to take turns in attacking and did at one point breach the outer defenses, but the Koreans fought back with arrows, cannons, and primitive rocket launchers. Towards the end of the siege, the Koreans were almost out of arrows after so much fighting, but supply ships arrived with a shipment of 10,000 more just in the nick of time, finally driving the Japanese to retreat. And in 1689, the Convention Parliament declared that the flight to France, taken by James II, the last Roman Catholic British monarch in 1688, constituted an abdication of the throne. Englishman James Oglethorpe, today in 1733, settled in Savannah and founded Georgia, the 13th colony of the 13 colonies over in the United States. John MacArthur received 100 acres at Parramatta, where he established Elizabeth Farm today in 1793, still there as one of Australia's oldest homes and able to be visited as a Sydney Living Museum. 1851, Edward Hargraves found gold near Bathurst, starting the first of many Australian gold rushes. New Zealand's worst maritime disaster of the 20th century occurred on February 12th in 1909, when the SS Penguin, an inter-island ferry, sunk and exploded at the entrance to Wellington Harbour, killing 75 on board and leaving only 30 survivors. The Xiaotong Emperor, the last emperor of China, abdicated the throne today in 1912. 1915, in Washington, D.C., the first stone of the Lincoln Memorial was put into place. If you've only ever seen it in television shows and movies, never in real life, it's actually probably quite a bit bigger than you might actually expect. The USS Macon, one of the two largest helium-filled airships ever created, on Feb 12th in 1935, crashed into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California and sank. Built and operated by the US Navy as a flying aircraft carrier, the airship could carry 5 single-seat or 2-seater biplanes for scouting or training. In service for less than 2 years, it was damaged in the storm and lost, although most of the crew was saved, with one eyewitness noting in a letter, "I guess the Navy sunk about $3 million there in about 20 minutes. The people will have to pay that back in taxes." African-American U.S. Army veteran Isaac Woodard was severely beaten by a South Carolina police officer today in 1946 to the point he lost vision in both eyes. The event later galvanized the civil rights movement and partially inspired the film by Orson Welles, Touch of Evil. The Soviet Union launched Venera 1 towards Venus today in 1961. 1990, Carmen Lawrence became Premier of Western Australia and Australia's first female Premier after the resignation of Peter Dowding. And finally, February 12th in 1999, US President Bill Clinton was acquitted by the US Senate in his impeachment trial for charges, you might argue, a little less serious than what we see actually going on now. Birthdays for us this morning as well. Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin, both born today's date in 1809. Author Judy Blume is 83 today. Brett Kavanaugh, 56. Josh Brolin, 53. And Christina Ricci is 41 this morning. As a bonus musos, Joe Shumi, Three Dog Night, played them last week. He was born 1946. Michael McDonald is 69 today. Brian Robertson, guitarist, 65. Jim Cregan, Bare Naked Ladies, 51. Brian Chase, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, 43. Gucci Mane, 41. And Mike Posner is 33 this morning. But coming out on a track to these guys. To Steve Hackett of Genesis. 71 this morning. Genesis, one of the world's best-selling music artists, famously launched the careers of Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins, as well as other members. Hackett started playing the guitar at 12 years old and never received formal training, but has been cited as far ahead of his time and a huge influence on other guitarists. His solo work on this track, much loved among fans. This is Genesis with Firth of Fifth, taking a stand on this day in history, 2SER 107.3.
Until the shepherd leaves him.